This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The playoffs are here for women's college hockey hopefuls, and along with the usual suspects like two-time defending Division III champs Plattsburgh State, there are some brash new challengers trying to break the ice with some postseason success. And returning to our sports correspondent Andy Gardner for a women's pucks preview. Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Mitch.
So this being an election year, let's start with the front runners. Plattsburgh State already has back-to-back NCAA Division III titles to boast of. Are they considered on track for a three-peat?
Absolutely, Mitch. They are 24-1 this season, with that loss coming late in the year. They've been ranked number one nationally for much of the winter. And Coach Kevin Hull has perhaps one of his most dominant teams since he's been there.
Who was the loss to?
Utica, late in the season, but that was in the first of a two-game set. They came back, won the rematch. And so they are going to be hosting the ECAC West playoffs, semifinals and finals this weekend. And even should the Cardinals falter with a loss, I think they are a very strong position for an at-large berth to the 18 NCAA field.
Yeah, just based on what they've done, what's been the key to their continued success over these last few years?
Well, they just continue to reload rather than rebuild. Kevin Hull has just got a pipeline of talent that comes in. They never seem to miss a beat. This season, they are ranked number one offensively with goals per game. They're ranked number one defensively with goals allowed. They've scored 100 more goals than their opponents, and they've just been rolling like a big wheel.
The Middlebury Panthers are ranked seventh nationally. They've been on quite a run lately in NESCAC play. Tell us about that run and what they need to do to get a ticket to the big dance.
Actually, the Panthers moved up a notch to sixth in the most recent poll. They've won seven in a row. Bill Mandigo has won more than 500 games at Middlebury. No coach, women's coach, has won more. But this is a very unusual team for him in that it's extremely young. Eight of the top 10 scorers are underclassmen. They lost their key player, Carly Watson of Montpelier, an All-American defender, to injury earlier in the season. And they went into the year with virtually no experience in goal. And sophomore Julia Neuberger has stepped in there. She played in only one game as a freshman, but she's really, really settled in and given the defense something to bank on. And offensively, Manchester's Maddie Winslow has developed into a top scorer. Coach Mandigo says that she's just one of these players that makes everyone around her better.
But Coach is saying that for them to get to the tournament, they're going to have to do something special in their own tournament they're hosting.
They're hosting the NESCAC semis and finals at Kenyon Arena this weekend. But Coach Mandigo believes that even though they're 18-4, that their resume is not quite strong enough to draw an at-large berth. So they need to win the title to get back to the NCAA and try to add to the three national championships they've won.
Let's talk about the Norwich Cadets for a minute. They've enjoyed a pretty strong regular season, and they play in the New England Hockey Conference. What is their weekend shaping up like?
Well, they're hosting at Kreitzberg the semifinals and finals beginning Friday. They're 20-6 this season, and it's been a defensive team for Coach Mark Boulding. They've got two goalies, Celeste Robert and Laurie King, who are both give them a chance to win every night. And they've got a freshman, Bryn Labby, who has scored some really big goals for them. They won the conference title for the sixth straight year. At home, they should be in good shape. Maybe not for an at-large berth, but that's not out of the question.
Let's talk about the proverbial new kids on the ice, as it were. This is an exciting story. The Castleton Spartans women's team really making some noise, capturing the attention of teams like Norwich. What have the Spartans done this season to get them out from the shadows and into the playoff discussion?
Well, they are in the New England Hockey Conference with Norwich and earned the number two seed behind the Cadets in the tournament. And they'll be playing UMass Boston before Norwich squares off against the University of New England this weekend in those playoffs. Steph Moberg is in her second season as coach. She was a two-time All-American while winning two titles at Plattsburgh State. And she has continued the work of Bill Bowes, who the three seasons previously really got this program on its feet before leaving to become an assistant at the University of New Hampshire. So it's two strong recruiting classes, just slowly working their way up the ladder. They had their winning season last year. This year they were 17-7-2, first time ever with victories over both Norwich and Middlebury.
So some exciting stuff happening in Castleton. And Andy, we should give a little attention to the men here. It's been a tough season for Kevin Sneddon's UVM charges. Where do things stand with the Catamounts come playoff time?
Unfortunately, Vermont is kind of staggering into postseason. They're going to be at Connecticut for a best of three series in the opening round of the Hockey East playoffs this weekend. Vermont needed only 1 point in the final two weekends to earn home ice and couldn't do it. So they're going to be trying to find some magic come this weekend. But things are a little better for Middlebury and Plattsburgh. Middlebury was the number five seed in the NESCAC playoffs in Neil Sinclair's first year as coach, but pulled out a nice upset win and so reached the Final Four at Trinity this weekend. And they will play Amherst in the semifinals, and they beat Amherst twice during the regular season. Plattsburgh plays Geneseo for the SUNYAC title this weekend over at Stafford Arena, and they're in good shape to earn at least an at-large berth to the tournament.
And finally, let's wrap it up with some big news for former UVM Catamount Amanda Pelkey.
Yes, she was named for the U.S. national team that's going to be competing in the World Championships at the end of this month in British Columbia. She played this year for the Boston Pride in the Women's Professional Hockey League and did very well. She had 7 goals and 4 assists in 16 games as the team finished in first place. Word is that she's playing her best hockey and is looking to earn a spot on the, perhaps the next Olympic team as well.
Sports correspondent Andy Gardner, happy hockey to you, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.